Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 187. Psalm 132. A Temple for the Lord. Thus the psalmist David wrote, Lord, remember David, and all his afflictions, how he swore unto the Lord, and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes, or slumber to my eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Yet David never built the house for the Lord. He found favor before God, and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. Moreover, David surely knew that it would be impossible for him to build the temple that he desired to build for the Lord, or any kind of habitation, before he should go into his own house or close his eyes to sleep. Yet he deliberately made the vow that we have just read. And why? Because he knew that the Most High dwells not in temples made with hands. Solomon, who built the temple, understood that well, as we learn in his prayer at its dedication. Heaven is his throne, and the earth is his footstool. David knew that the only real dwelling place he could find for the mighty God of Jacob was a humble and a contrite heart. For thus says the High and Lofty One that inhabits eternity, whose name is Holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Know you not that you are the temple of God? Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. This is the habitation that every soul may find for the Lord, in which he will dwell in all his fullness. And there need be no delay, because he is waiting to enter. He says, Behold, I stand at the door, and knock. If any man hear my voice, and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. It is every reader's blessed privilege to find such a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob before he sleeps. Shall it not be done?